Greetings to Resistance. Greetings to the Land of Olives. Greetings to Palestine. Greetings to the land of pain and the oppressed. Greetings to the Holy Quds. Greetings to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the land of divine messengers. Greetings to resistance and to courage. Greetings to the tears of bereaved mothers. Greetings to the youth whose blood has been spilt. Greetings to the youth and children who stand against the cruel Zionists. For more than 7 decades, Palestine has been beleaguered. And Palestine has been occupied by the most cruel people on earth, the Zionists. But the countdown has already begun for the child-killing regime. This prophecy, the divine promise in the Holy Quran, where the Almighty says, "And we desired to show favor to those who were abased in the land, and to make them imams, and to make them the heirs." The father of the Islamic Revolution and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, designated the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as the World Quds Day. Imam Khomeini asked the Islamic nations and governments to close ranks, to unite against the bloodthirsty and usurper Israeli regime. His call on the Islamic Ummah coincided with then-Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's betrayal of the Palestinian cause, through signing of the scandalous Camp David Accord with the fake Zionist regime. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, said in his message to the Islamic Ummah, "I invite all world Muslims to choose the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan, which can determine the fate of the people of Palestine, as World Quds Day. In a ceremony, declare Muslims international solidarity and support for the legal rights of the Muslim people of Palestine." Dear listeners, the Islamic Revolution of Iran has been the supporter of the oppressed and downtrodden since its victory in 1979. Imam Khomeini called the Palestinian issue as the top priority for the Islamic world, even before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and always supported the Palestinian cause. He called Israel a cancerous tumor which must be uprooted. Imam Khomeini could see how dangerous the Zionist regime was in its expansionist policies. He used to caution the leaders of the Arab world and Islamic countries against the ultimate goal of the fake Zionist regime, namely to occupy the lands between the Nile and the Euphrates in a bid to obliterate all Islamic lands and massacre Muslims and enslave them. Following the ideals of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has also prioritized the issue of Palestine for the Islamic Ummah. He has called Israel a cancerous tumor. This description of Israel shows the fact that this regime will continue its criminal life at the cost of destroying others. The Zionist regime first usurped 5% of the Palestinian territories, but now it has occupied more than 90% of these territories. Devastations of Palestinian homes, coercive expulsion of the Palestinians from their homeland, wide construction of Jewish settlements, extensive construction of illegal Jewish settlements on Palestinian lands, murdering and incarceration of brave Palestinian youth, Even Palestinian children are imprisoned in Zionist jails. Intensive economic siege on Palestinians, especially the people of the Gaza Strip. Harsh restrictions on Palestinian mobility are all part of the Zionist regime's mistreatment of Palestinians. Palestine and Gauls have a history of over 45 centuries. The land is sacred for Islam, Christianity and Judaism because many divine messengers got their divine mission there, and it was the first Qibla of Muslims. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is also the place of ascension to heaven of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Although this year, due to the coronavirus pandemic, there won't be demonstrations in the streets of Islamic cities, the issue of Palestine remains the top issue of the Islamic world, no matter how many servile leaders of Arab countries betray the Palestinian cause and normalize their ties with a diabolical regime in Tel Aviv. Most of the Arab leaders have betrayed Islam, the Palestinian cause, and the Holy Quran, as they have turned their backs upon the Palestinians and united with the Zionists. They have become the minions of the Zionists and are Israel's partners in crime. Last year, these mean leaders capitulated to the former US President Donald Trump and his bid to reduce the financial aid to Palestine. Shukri Bashara, Palestinian finance minister, said last year that the assistance of Arab states for Palestine had decreased by as much as 81.6%. The Al Alam television channel announced that Arab countries had helped $38.1 million from January to August of 2020, while this figure stood at $198.3 million in previous year 2019. The Saudi regime's help to the Palestinians only amounted to $30 million in the first 8 months of 2020, whereas the same figure was $130 million in 2019. For sure, the Saudis, Emiratis, Bahrainis are partners in crime with the Zionist regime. What adds salt to injury to the Palestinians is the fact that the United Nations, the UN Security Council and other international bodies have had no role in alleviating the pain of the Palestinians, despite their vociferous claims of human rights, rights of women and children, and so on. This is while if a Jewish person's property is lost or an incident takes place for a Jew somewhere in the world, these same international bodies, including the United Nations, will express sympathy for them. Brutal expulsion of the Palestinian people, people of Yemen and other Muslim lands are not included in the charter of these so-called international organizations. For more than 70 years, the Israeli regime has committed the most heinous crimes in history against Palestinians. But the United Nations has kept silent. Its affiliated bodies have tacitly approved these Israeli crimes. And even if they have issued resolutions against the Zionist regime, these resolutions have never been binding. They have been mere scraps of paper and a cause of mockery by Israel as it has been emboldened to carry on with its crimes. The United States, Israel's principal backer, has used its power of veto at the United Nations to back up the Zionist regime. And the Zionist regime has continued with its nefarious crimes against humanity. Like the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has emphasized the Quranic principle of resistance, saying this is the only way to deter Israel and to support the Palestinian cause. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The main recommendation is the continuation of the struggle and expansion of the arena of jihad in all Palestinian territories. And no doubt, the Zionist virus will not last, and with the efforts, faith and courage of all Muslims, it will be uprooted and obliterated from this region.